Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock and going to have all sorts of fun coming up at the 10:30 segment. The second segment, we're going to have Cindy Toucher is going to be with us, and she is the representative of MGT Films, and we'll talk a little bit about what MGT Films is all about. Very, very good company, and I mean, they can do the job, believe me. We'll talk about that more. And we're not talking about films like Hollywood-type films. We're talking about window film, any kind of, really can make a difference in the comfort of your home, and we'll talk about that a whole lot when Cindy gets here, and we'll talk about MGT Films a great deal. So just get ready for that. It should be a lot of fun. I just thought I'd talk about something that we're going to actually discuss during the music segment. The name of the first group that we're going to play in the music segment is actually the name of an agriculturist and an inventor, and he invented the seed drill in 1701, the fully mechanical one, and his name is in history books, and that's who the first group is named after. And if you know the name of that group, hey, text it to us. You don't have to say anything. Just text the name of what group you might think it might be. That might be fun to get a whole bunch of texts in. We've got an hour to, you've got an hour to play with that. So again, it's the group that is named after this historian, this historical guy, historical agricultural guy who invented this seed drill. So that should be fun. We'll talk about that in a little while. Hey, let's talk about some handyman stuff. You can call us and ask us any questions that you may have at 888-808-8637. This is our Super Talk call-in line. Our C-Spire text line is 601-879-4395. And I'd love to hear from you and find out what's up your sleeve. And we'll get to this text as quick as we can and send it to us. Going to start this morning with talking about just remodeling in general. Remodeling, a lot of thought should go into any project that you plan on doing long before you do it, and a set of plans need to be drawn up with the products that you intend to use to do that remodeling project. Now, keep in mind, every product that is out there that you're going to incorporate into your remodeling project is available at different levels. The last thing you want to do is buy the cheapo brand of anything at all, because you're not going to get the life out of it that you wish you had. So you can also overspend so easily in remodeling. Let's take a kitchen, for example. You can spend a fortune remodeling a kitchen. I mean, you can buy a $400 to $500 sink. You can buy very, very, very expensive appliances. You can buy expensive backsplash. But also you can get good quality equipment that will look very nice, has a very good timeless look to it for a lot less money and still have a very good remodeling job accomplished. But again, that's thinking about it before it happens. Just because the advertising that you see mostly is talking about major brand names and how they can help you in your kitchen so very much. Sometimes that's not necessary to get the European name brand appliances in there and go crazy, because some of the American brands like the Frigidaire and the Whirlpool and all those brands are they're okay, they're good. As a matter of fact, they've even stepped up to the European standards, if you will, and making those making their screens easier to read, making them easier to use, but also they won't fall apart quite as quickly. It seems like old school appliances want to last forever. But it's the same with like backsplash in a kitchen. You can use just white subway tile, and you can even get it curved somehow, or and it's still going to be a lot less expensive than using like a glass backsplash, which comes in sheets and you actually apply it. It's little glass squares. Very, very expensive, very attractive, very attractive. And you can actually pick something that matches you, the countertop that you decided. Very nicely, very easy to do. But you can also do that with subway tile or maybe an alternative. There are so many great alternatives to backsplashes as far as just tiling is concerned. We've talked about one time before about using like the tins of a ceiling in old school buildings where there's tins on the ceiling, and you can still get them to look good today. But I've had a lady I was working with one time that used those tins for a ceiling for her backsplash on the countertop, and it looked fantastic. It looked absolutely great. So there are definitely alternative ways to go. So you don't want to spend a whole lot of fortune on that on remodeling if you can help it. Now, that's not to say that remodeling is going to be cheap, because it's not. Any kind of remodeling project you get into, yeah, it's going to be costly. But is it going to add to the value of your home? Yeah. Is it going to add to the comfort of living in that home? But yeah. Well, are you going to do it yourself, the do-it-yourself type person, or are you going to hire somebody to do that? Well, if you've got to do it, if you're going to do it yourself, you have to make sure you have the time, you have the energy, you have the tools, you have the knowledge, and because you're going to run into things during that remodel process which are going to be questionable. What should you do? Well, if you get to a point where you're looking at something and you don't know exactly what to do and how to go about it, I don't think your best guess is the way to go. I think really you need to talk to a pro in that aspect, whether it's plumbing or HVAC or whatnot, and just say, get their opinion of what they would do, and maybe you need to get a pro involved to do that particular part of a project. Hey, that's possible, because a do-it-yourselfer can only do so much. And certainly, they're learning as they're going, most do-it-yourselfers. Maybe they can do this whole project themselves. But it'd be slower and a lot more learning curve involved in that. But it's important. It's important that you make your home feel as comfortable as it can be. Remodeling your kitchen, hey, it can be a lot of money, but it doesn't have to be that expensive. There's all sorts of great things that you can use to really make your remodeling project look like it belongs, look like it really is good. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. Revel Ace Hardware. They are the good guys in the hardware business. They really know what's going on with customer service. That's what they do, and they do it best. And I guess I'm wrong in saying they are the guys, because they are not the guys. They are the people, women and ladies, both women and men, and people just working to help customers out all they can. Revel Ace Hardware is a great store. They have stores all over Central Mississippi, and their main outdoor power equipment center is in Pearl, which is great. It's full of equipment, full of zero-turn mowers and trailers and weed whackers and chainsaws and anything you need, plus all the parts that are necessary to take care of any equipment that you may have. Nothing but quality brand names like Gravely, Skill, I mean, just amazing stuff. They have really good quality products at Revel Ace Hardware. They're open from 7 every morning till 6 in the evening, and sometimes on Saturdays they run a little extra at some of their stores because their stores get busy that time of day. But they're open after you get off work most nights, and if you need something like the other night, here it was, I think it was like probably 5 o'clock, and I noticed that all of a sudden I was having trouble with my commode. I went, oh, what is going on? Well, what I found out happening was the flapper that actually stops the water from going into the toilet actually had deteriorated. It really turned into like, it was black, and when you touch it, you got black gook all over your hand. So I went up to Revel Hardware Store right away and bought a new flapper, which I bought the red one, which is really the better one and doesn't decay as badly. And after a little cleanup situation, I cleaned up the outlet really well and put the stopper back in place and the flapper, and it worked very well. And so Revel Hardware is just that kind of place where you can go to quickly and get something taken care of. I could have let this go and taken care of it in a day or two, but why? Do it. I mean, when something around the house needs doing, it's my thinking that it needs to be done right away. To put it aside and say, yes, I'll get to it later, is putting it off, and really, I wonder if you'll get to it at all. Or will it just become accumulated on your list of to-do stuff? Because that can really get out of hand very quickly. that list of to-do stuff, yeah, it can overload you in no time at all before there's more to do than which you can attack. So therefore, you end up not doing anything. And that's a shame. As problems come up in your house, little ones or big ones, fix them as you go so that they don't build up on one another. And that's just the way to keep a house all the time. And that includes cleaning as well, and the air quality and all the things that are necessary to keep a house comfortable. And very important to do. All right. Well, here's a question. Is a hurricane coming to Mississippi this month, this year? We don't know. We should always be ready for what Mother Nature puts us through. We should have food, water, and shelter, and batteries. And I mean, this year we've already had our share of tornadoes and serious storms and floods that have really created quite a bit of damage around here. On top of all that, if we end up getting a hurricane this year coming up and devastating some of the places of Mississippi, which they do, just be ready for the worst. That's the way we need to act at home with our family. And we need to discuss with them what an emergency plan might be, where we're going to gather during the event of a tornado coming through, or how we're going to protect. I mean, if you have a storm shelter, that would be a great thing. That would be an absolutely great thing. Not everybody does. So we try to pick places in our house that are a little more secure than the rest. And we do that by all sorts of ways we do that. We do that with making sure there's no windows in the room that we're gathering in, and that we're well protected with mattresses or whatever. In other words, tornado's pretty strong. And yes, we have the ability to build houses that will withstand pretty close to a serious tornado and not have much damage at all done to it. But it's technology that is not being used in regular construction today because it's a matter of odds. Let's just say one contractor is building all the houses in one subdivision. And, let's say there's 25 houses. What are the odds of a tornado coming through there and taking out one or two houses? Well, the builder looks at it and says, pretty darn small. The odds are very small that it'll happen. So, therefore, all of the things that are available to make your house stormproof just are not being used. Not all of the hurricane straps, not ICFs, it's insulated concrete forms. They're just not being used. It's not, and people just say, where the facts of the matter is, using ICFs, insulated concrete forms, not only builds a stronger, stout house, but a quieter house, a more energy efficient house, and is not any more expensive than building a stick-built house. And we've talked with Joel Waters about that before. He is the director of the Mississippi Concrete Association. We're going to have him on board and talk about that a little in the future, about what ICF. He lives in an ICF's house, ICF house. That's insulated concrete forms. These are forms that are pretty much shaped like concrete blocks, but they're hollow and they have concrete and rebar in the center. And when concrete is poured in them and the rebar is already in place, they are very, very, very stout, and they're great for making the walls of a house. Now, those walls can be just taken care of inside with any type of finish that we want, like sheetrock finish, and on the outside with any kind of siding we want, including brick or vinyl or hardy plank or whatever our decision may be, so that when you look at a ICF house from the street, it looks no different than the other houses around, but it is. It's a lot stronger, a lot tougher, a lot more energy efficient. And maybe we'll get to that point one day, or maybe we won't have to. I don't know. We'll just see. You know, if I had my glass ball says, I don't know. So I got to go with, I don't know. I don't know whether that's going to be something that we should be doing it more and more. That's for sure. We should be doing it more and more, because the storms and hurricanes are not going to stop, for sure. And as history shows, they seem to be getting worse, or changing at any rate, and affecting different parts of the country at different times. Which really, in a sense, has been a very good thing for the state of Mississippi, because a lot of the storms that have come our way end up going up north. Now, North Mississippi probably doesn't escape as much as we do here in Central and South Mississippi, but storms have not been slamming us like they do each year quite as badly. That doesn't mean they won't, but at this point it hasn't happened. All right, let's see what's going on. Well, we're going to take us a short break here. We got Cindy Tauscher with MGT Films coming up very shortly, and we're going to talk with her about what MGT is all about. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios, right here on Super Talk. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't sweep me with no broom. I just might get put in. Thing you ever seen. The dog is howling, and I howl.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi, and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
I have died.
Lord, I think I'll go back over yonder, baby. Way back over yonder across the hill.
Jimmy going crazy. Look out, Jimmy. Jimi Hendrix can do it, that's for sure. All right. My name is Buddy. Here it's Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we've got with us this morning, Cindy Toucher is here, and she's a representative of MGT Films. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, good.
Oh, it's good to have you on board for sure.
Yeah, my first time.
Yeah, really? You'd think, we won't talk about the past.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the past at all. But at any rate, MGT Films is a great, great company, and it should not be confused with the movie industry.
Yeah.
Because you don't do any Academy Awards or anything like that.
No, I tell people I'm not a movie star. It's film for glass.
Film for glass. Yeah. But people would just be amazed if they knew what was available in films today, because it's so different than it was years ago, where film was basically a way to color your window.
Right.
Where nowadays, films can do just practically anything.
Yeah, the technology's come a long way.
And that's due to the manufacturers a lot. And a lot of the products that you guys use, don't they come from 3M?
Yeah, we're a 3M Prestige dealer.
Yes.
And so we're proud of that. So we and 3M is the leading, manufacturer of films in the United States. So.
Yeah, the leading manufacturer of many things in the United
States. Oh, yeah. I think they make everything.
I mean, they've been around for a long, long time. Great, great company. But MGT Films, you're located in Ridgeland.
Right.
And your office is off Highway 51.
Highway 51 and the Lake Harbor corner.
Right, there you go. As soon as you... If you get to that Lake Harbor red light and you look across the street, you'll see a big sign that says self-defense.
Uh-huh.
And right next to it is where you guys' business is located.
Yeah, big 3M.
Big 3M. That's right. You can see it as well. So, but it can also be used a lot commercially, like a lot of older buildings that have just clear glass or maybe clear insulated glass even, mm-hmm. still are not getting the efficiency they need. What can they do to add to the efficiency of that building or to make it more comfortable to be in?
Well, the window films block a good bit of the heat, and so adding the film to good windows is a good way to block the heat, save on your energy. It also helps your HVAC system lasts longer because it's not working overtime trying to get one side of the building cool when the other side doesn't need it, and same as in homes.
Yeah. Yeah. You did say an important word about good windows.
Yeah.
MGT Films makes great, great films, and they have great products to offer. But if you've got a window that's falling apart, MGT doesn't have the solution.
Right.
I don't know how to say that except that. It's really meant for people who have what they call, like my house, for instance. I have aluminum windows,
uh-huh.
but they're insulated glass. They're clear insulated glass. I have not put any window film on them, and yet know very well that window film would really make it more comfortable and more and easier for the HVAC system to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It would
do
so much to just make it more comfortable in them. I'm doing a remodeling a number of years ago, and we used low-E glass, which has a little bit of tint to it everywhere. But this one window, we could not find in low-E glass. They couldn't. It was a strange shaped window, but they said.
Yeah.
And then when we did find it, it was so costly, it was unbelievable. So we decided not to do it, and the homeowner agreed that if we could come up with a film that would match the low-E glass, that he would go with it. And they put that on. It was wonderful. It did the job just spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. I do that a lot, try to match.
Yeah.
When people have like one, like you said, that's just a different size, and we try to match it up so that they all look uniform.
It's very hard. I sell a lot of doors and windows kind of on the side to contractors mostly. And when we're doing like one window that's decayed and we want to replace it, it's kind of, you've got to almost clear insulated glass in there to match the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a window all off by itself, then you can use a low-E product and use a higher-grade product. But
yeah.
And if you do that, you can go ahead and use film on the balance of your windows and make them look just like that one and actually perform a whole lot better.
Yeah, it would, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's talk a little bit about commercial work. Offices, hospitals, just anything that really requires.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot in commercial buildings. And we also do a lot of other things in commercial buildings, like frosted film on the conference rooms to give them some privacy. And,
right.
You know, we can also do the Dynoc materials and resurface, you know, desk or reception areas, things like that. So we have a lot of work going on in commercial buildings besides just the window film that saves energy.
People don't understand what Dynoc is. They think of like what plastic laminate or formica might be, and that's the way mm-hmm. they think about it. But explain Dynoc, yeah. if you will, a little
bit. It is the same properties that a laminate would be. I mean, it is a laminate, but it's you can get so many different textures, and you know, they have metallics if you want something to look like stainless that's, you know, wood. One of the biggest things is people can, if they're doing a bigger project in commercial settings, they can buy the less expensive hollow metal doors, uh-huh. and we can put this on the door and make it look like walnut, and then we can do the trim around the edges so
wow.
that it looks like you've spent a lot of money and it's real rich. And
you mean, as opposed, you could put it in a Dynoc? That's just an oak door right there, which is okay. heavier than my house, that door. But you could actually, we could put aluminum, a steel door, hollow mm-hmm. core steel door, and you could Dynoc it and actually
right.
make it look oak.
Yeah, just like that and around the trim
wow.
so that the whole unit. So
I bet it would be a lot lighter than the oak, solid oak door.
Yes, it's a lot lighter. And the good thing about it when you're redoing like elevators,
uh-huh.
They might have that old, you know, I call it hospital green,
yeah.
you know, laminate
yes.
on the walls. But just to update it, to put this on top of it, and that way it doesn't really change the weight load, so you don't have to get it reinspected. So it's a great thing for, you know, just updating elevators. And
it's amazing how people are, and I'm this way myself, when you first go into a building and you step into the elevator to go to another floor, you kind of make a decision right then and there because of the look of the elevator of what the building might be like.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of set your mind, wow, I can't believe this stuff falling off the walls.
Yeah.
But if you walk into an elevator that is like spick and span and has been done with Dynoc and all these things that you put in there to make it, it's like, yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You
it just could update it.
Just,
and not very much money and not very much time.
Yeah, really, which is mm-hmm. Important in this day and age because any kind of remodeling is so expensive these days. I mean, it really is because of inflation and all the things that cost more. As I'm sure it costs more to put film on a window today than it did years ago.
Yeah.
Because of the cost of the windows has escalated incredibly so, but so has the technology. The technology
right.
has gotten much better, as I'm sure in the film industry, the technology has gotten better as well.
Yeah, a lot of people think that if they get tint on their windows at home, they always tell me they don't want it to look like a limousine.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're far, far from that today as far as we've got films that are virtually clear. We have, you know, all different strengths, so you can get it as light or dark as you want. Of course, the darker you go, the more it's going to be the more effective it will be.
But, sure.
But, you know, some people don't want that look. And then all of the films are 99.9% blocking the UV rays. And
wow.
that's what causes the fading.
Yeah.
If you have spent a lot of money on your upholstery for drapes or sofas and then antique rugs, wood floors, all of them are going to help with that. So
it stopped that UV light.
Yeah.
And also, the clear film can also, you can also get a film that will stop the transfer of heat.
Will stop the transfer of heat?
Yeah.
As far as?
In other words, hot outside, cool inside.
Right, right. Well, and a lot of people don't realize, too, that the film works as an insulator. So a lot of people say, but in the winter, I want it to be warm in this room. But it actually works as an insulator. It keeps the heat inside in the winter. It keeps your cool inside in the summer. So it's,
so basically,
it's good insulation.
The film basically reflects the heat back to the source rather than through and into a home, or if you're warming up, like you said, in the wintertime, if your house is warm and it's like 70 and it's 30 outside, you want that heat to hit the window and come back.
Right,
if it can.
Right.
You don't want it just escaping out the window. And that's important, and it can really make the comfort of your home and the energy efficiency of your home so much better. And it's really worth looking into. Before we get too far down the road, let's get some phone numbers out. How do people get in touch with you, and how do they find out more about MGT Films?
Well, they can go to our website, and it's mgtfilms.com. And the phone number is 601-521-1119. So
and you'll be happy you'll be happy to see Cindy's smiling face out at your place, and she'll be showing you the
We go to the location and show the client different options and kind of see what their need is and kind of guide them to the best solution for that, and we can tape them up and let them look at, you know, some samples up and look at them for a few days when it's cloudy, sunny, day, night. And while I'm there, I'll just measure and have the measurements so I can get them a quote for whichever film they decide they want.
Right. When you're in the process of doing this and showing the different things, what kind of time span are we looking at before you can get to a job? Is it like...
Right now, we're probably 2 to 3 weeks out. As the summer goes on,
Wow. We
get 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks out. You know, one thing I've noticed, we've gotten a lot of calls a little bit earlier this year as it starts getting warm, because we had such a bad winter. A lot of people lost their trees.
Yes.
And they didn't realize how much that shade from the trees helped their, you know, the comfort of their homes. I've had a lot of people call that said, we lost several trees and we need to get this before it starts getting too hot. And so now's the best time to do that kind of thing, because we're not so far behind. The hotter it gets, the further behind we get. I mean, further out we get with installations.
Yeah, I was having lunch with somebody a couple of days ago, and he was talking about that exact thing. He had moved into a relatively new house and had a lot of trees, but he also had about 6 trees taken down. And he said he had no idea how cool they were keeping his house.
Yeah, you don't realize until they're gone how much you appreciate them.
And I said, well, there's something you can do about that, you know.
Yeah.
You need to do something about something if you can. I said, you got to make your house as comfortable as you can possibly make it and keep things as low cost as they possibly can. But in some cases, putting this film on a window is a lot less expensive. Like you said, if you've got good windows to begin with, you put the film on them, you've got a better window yet. And you're really ahead of the game, almost to the point of like replacing windows, as long as the windows that are in there are in there properly.
Right. Yeah, it is going to, you know, if you have that combination of a good window and the film.
Wow. Incredible savings. Incredible savings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a noticeable amount of money that can be put in your pocket. That's all right. You'll spend it at the Gestapo anyway, but buying that $5 cup of coffee. But
I had a quick question for our guest. What is the reasoning why? And it's just a curiosity. Why do banks choose that green low E? What is that? Is there some kind of banker code that I don't know about? I mean, it looks great. You see them on bank buildings all the time.
That's true. I have no idea why they do that, but they do have that green tint.
You know, with all the different colors, the banks have gone with the money green.
You know, I never thought about that, but you're
either.
Right. Let's put that out as a question to a listener. Hey, Texas, and a number of you people have texted in the name of a group.
Somebody's a banker out there that knows the answer.
That's right. Somebody's a banker out there.
And knows the answer to the group thing.
Something like, come on, idiots, you should know. And yeah, that would inform us all. But also, we were talking about the group earlier, that of the man who invented the C drill And there's two or three people that got the name of the group right. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We always do a music segment, so that's fine.
Okay.
I'm talking about music right now. But we'll get back to that after a while. Is that somebody sneaking up on us? I hear sneak. Can you stick around a little while?
Sure.
We're going to have Cindy stick around a little while and talk more about MGT Films and everything they do. You're listening to The Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slock. Be right back. Don't go away.
Day of judgment, God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling. Begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers. To provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
The Brian McKnight 4. Live in concert. Saturday, June 29th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center.
You're like a dream come true.
Don't miss this special evening with the Brian McKnight 4. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Brian McKnight 4.
Okay.
They're just somewhat different, aren't they? I like it. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Cindy Toucher. Company is MGT Films, and they are a window film or a glass film company, and also have other products that really can do a great job in resurfacing, like countertops or maybe window sills or mantles or even doors like we have here called Dynoc, which is a great product. Cindy, I want to ask you a few other questions. Let's talk a little bit about, is there any type of thing like a security film, and how much security are we talking about?
Well, the security films have come a long way. There's different thicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out around 8 mil is the basic, and we actually have one that is brand new coming out with by 3M that's a 24 mil.
Wow.
So it's very, very strong.
Yeah.
And it buys you time as far as people breaking in. The glass will crack. They can shoot it and the bullet will go through, but the glass will stay attached to the frame for a really long time. They can beat it with baseball bat, crowbar, and especially for schools.
Yeah.
They've got their lockdown practices going. Once somebody is trying to get in that's not supposed to be in, it's going to buy them enough time for the police to get there before somebody can actually get in. So
yeah. So security films have their use, particularly if you have a business and you just like some better security in your business, this is the way to go. Security
right.
films are the way to do it.
Well, and I don't know, as a female, if I go somewhere and they've got a lot of bars on the window,
uh-huh.
I feel like they don't feel secure. Why should I feel secure?
Yeah.
But if they have a clear, security film on the window, they've got protection, but, I don't see that.
Right.
So I feel a little bit safer as a consumer walking in.
Sure.
And then another thing, you know, we talk a lot about security films as far as keeping intruders out, but the reality of Mississippi is our inclement weather. You know, we're way more likely to have a tornado than, you know, somebody trying to break in. So, you know, a chair flying through the air hits your glass. If you don't have security film on it, the water is what causes all the damage.
Right.
And this way you've only got to replace one window if something hit it. So, and also flying glass, you know, too.
This is a loaded question. Are you ready for a loaded question?
Okay.
Do the security films, are they strong enough? Will they meet the hurricane code in Florida?
You know, I have not. I know people in our company do know all the hurricane thing. I haven't sold film in the hurricane area.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that we have, you know, in the past done some condos down there for precautionary reasons, but I don't know the codes and everything.
Yeah, okay,
so, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, because the codes on the hurricane glass is relatively new, comparatively speaking. Mm-hmm. And people who have older buildings are certainly not about to put hurricane glass or change their glass out when they've got good windows in there.
Yeah.
And that would be a great opportunity to put on a security film.
Right, yeah, it would.
Whether it meets the hurricane code or not, it's still a whole bunch stronger than what it was before that film was
done. Yeah, it's going to give you a lot of protection.
It's going to give you a lot of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, keeps the water out. And if a missile protrudes through your window, the glass isn't going to come out.
Yeah.
The glass is going to stay in there, and therefore you're going to be somewhat protected.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the long run, it's not a bad idea. And how about people who are like in North Mississippi or on the coast, but they're curious about getting a quote for the commercial building or their home? Can they call you and get some kind of idea?
Yeah. I have people call me a lot of times, and they'll be, you know, 2 or 3 hours away, and not really on my beaten path to stop by their house or their office, but they'll give me the sizes of their windows, and I'll send them some samples, you know, mail them some samples and let them look at some things, and they just tell me which one they want, and I can plug it in. The sizes are, you know, most of the time people are going to be within a fraction of an inch of what's, so the price would be the same whether we were half inch off or not, but that way it keeps, you know, saves them some money from paying travel fees for us to go measure and to come install. So
you can actually book a job over the phone just by sending samples and prices and whatnot and just conversing at a long distance and really make some sort of a contract on that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, hey, it's a done deal at that point. People mm-hmm. like, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it. And in like a... I don't know. I know you guys do a lot of commercial buildings. How much of a inconvenience is it for the people who work in that building for you guys to put this film on? Are people put out because of this?
Well, if you have, you know, if you were in your specific office, you know, we try to move everything, have them move everything away from the window so we get to it. It doesn't take that long to cover a single window. And, you know, so it's not that big of an inconvenience. Most of the time, people could just go work outside their office in the lobby or wherever, break room.
So it's not sounds like you
30
have to,
minutes.
You have to disappear for 2 days while we do this.
Right, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And we have been known to do after hours and weekends if it's necessary. Especially schools, doing a lot of security film on schools. We'll do those at night and weekends or holidays while the students aren't in there. Having a class full of students would be a different thing than an office.
Well, you like this building, I'm sure during the week it's just filled with people. Like, and it's a huge, huge building with lots of glass. And yet on weekends, me and Lance and you, we're about the security guard, about the only people here.
Yeah.
Security guard, maybe.
Maybe. You might be na-na land. Oh, well. But we are secure. MGT is a national company, I understand. You guys have offices all over the country.
Yeah, we're in, I think, 7 states that we have offices in, but we travel anywhere in the country. We actually had a school in Alaska that we were given a quote to recently for a security film.
Wow.
And, of course, we told them the travel fee was going to be more than the actual film.
Yeah.
And but they said they live in Alaska, so everything's like that. But, yeah, we can go anywhere in the country.
And on top of that, you get the experience of all of these other companies that are doing the same thing, that they may run into something that I might call Murphy's Law. They figure out how to do it, and all of a sudden you know how.
Right, yeah, that's one good thing about being larger, that we do have that support.
Right.
You know.
Right, and your home office is in Chicago, I think.
Right.
And I've talked to the owner up there and the marketing person up there before, and just seemed like a really great company. It really does.
Yeah,
it
seems it's a family-owned business, and they're a great family. So,
yeah, yeah.
Even though it's all over the country, we can go to install. It still has that small feel of a, you know,
right, right.
You know, you feel like you know all the people you work with and like them. So it's a good combination.
Right. We're about running out of time. I need you to give that number out really slow,
okay,
so people can write it down.
Okay. It's 601-521-1119. 601-521-1119.
Ask
and if you're calling from Alaska, you got to drop the quarter in the phone.
Thanks, Lance. We appreciate that. You got a quarter I can borrow? Cindy, thank you very much. I appreciate the time
you
spent with us. And MGT Films, great. It's a great company. I just will brag about you for weeks.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we'll have you back again not too long.
Sure.
So take care of yourself. All right, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show and Super Talk Mississippi, the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few with our music segment. Don't go away.
Well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Open Season Properties has a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to 2 simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization. And a lot of texts have come in, and I will answer a lot of those after this segment. This segment is definitely going to be a music segment. And the question I asked at the first of the show was the name of a group that was named after this particular item, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But 3 or 4 people have gotten that right, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. And what today's music is going to feature basically the flute. It's it's the oldest woodwind instrument known. There was one found in China. 900 BC is where it was dated at, and it was an old wing of a vulture. But then in 2012, Germany found one that's 35,000 years old or older, and it's like an old vulture wing bone with 3 holes in it, and people just learned to play that flute as well. And then some group actually wanted to base their group around the flute. And the name of that group was devised by the man who actually invented the seed drill. The seed drill is actually something that is used in agriculture, and it's now they pull them behind tractors and they do multiple rows at one time, and they plant the seed, they drill a hole, plant the seed, and cover it, and space the plants far enough, just the perfect amount apart. So seed drills are very important. And that man was Jethro Tull, was his name. Jethro Tull was from the 1600s, 1700s area, and he invented the seed drill. And I would think in an agricultural state like Mississippi, a lot of people knew what the seed drill is, and a lot of people did, because I had a lot of response on the text line this morning. But Jethro Tull basically started playing around London, playing all the different clubs in London and doing the London circuit. And they did not have a name. They had a management company. They were doing quite well. And their management company was getting on them a little bit, because the only way they could keep the circuit going in the London area was to change their name from time to time. So they used a number of names. And finally, they got to the point where they're getting a lot of attention was getting paid to the group, and they were going to record an album. And their management said, you know, we've got to have a name that sticks. And he started looking, and he was a history buff. He started looking up names and said, you know what? From now on, why don't we call Jethro Tull? And the group looked at him and said, what? Okay. And so Ian Anderson is their flute player, and Ian Anderson is he's been born in 1947 and formed the group that they played in probably in the 60s, formed in 67. Great, great, great music. They've been through a lot of name changes, and they really do a great job in their music.
Hey, and you know, the one of the neat things about the whole band, the Jethro Tull band, they basically wear the same haircut that Jethro Tull from 1700 had.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, they pull it off. I mean, oh, good old Jethro from the 1700s. It's a little more of a permy deal. Well, they're pulling it off pretty good.
In the 60s and 70s, yeah, that works pretty well.
Exactly, yeah.
You do it today, people are going to, oh, wait a minute, what's Ozzy doing here? But at any rate, Jethro Tull, first artist we're going to do, we're going to talk about a song called Living in the Past. And Jethro Tull did that, and it's really a great, great song. It's the first time flute has been used in rock and roll. Jethro Tull. Amazing group. They kind of broke up, and Ian Anderson went out as kind of a solo act, and has done pretty well, more in Germany and England than in the United States, even though in the United States he scored a little bit, but mostly he went on to do his solo work, mostly in Europe. And not too long ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Jethro Tull was here. They didn't have Ian Anderson with them, but they were in Jackson, and I did get to go see them. They were great. It was great to see Jethro Tull in that situation. All right, Jethro Tull, good band. Good band. Enjoy him very much. Another person that really believed a lot in using a flute and used it all the time was Peter Gabriel. And Peter Gabriel Well, he was a lead singer for Genesis for a long time, for many years. And from 67 till 75, he was the lead singer of Genesis. Plus, he's had an amazing solo career. His solo career is like taking him to new heights, as well as Genesis hasn't suffered at all either. They have done very, very well. And neither has, what's his name? The drummer. I can't call him right now. But he's the lead singer for that group right now. But at any rate, Peter Gabriel did a song called Sledgehammer, which we've used it a lot as a bumper music, but the whole song is great, and it really has a lot to say. So let's listen a little bit to Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel. Yeah, all right. And doesn't mind using a flute in the beginning of that song and knows how to use it very well and how to really kind of set you up for the intro. Great, great sound. Peter Gabriel has always done some good music, whether he's been part of Genesis or a solo act. Well, next we're going to talk a little bit about Marshall Tucker, the Marshall Tucker Band out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Well, again, it was a group floundering around. They had great group. They were a great group. They had a great sound, but they didn't have a name. And they use all sorts of different names. I think they were the toy box at one time. That's because their lead guitar player's last name was Toy, or first name. I've forgotten which. Maybe Lance is all this. His first name or last name. The guitar player for Marshall Tucker.
I'll look it up.
Toy, right? Something. I thought it was Toy. But at any rate, how they decided on the name of the group is they had a rehearsal hall that they would go to and rehearse kind of like on a daily basis. And one day they were going in there, and they stuck the key in the lock and turned it. And as he turned it, he looked down on the key, and it said Marshall Tucker on it. And he went, Marshall Tucker? Marshall Tucker. So,
Toy Caldwell.
Toy. All right. Toy was his first name. Caldwell was his last name. So they pulled the key out and said, you know what? What a great name for a group. So they called themselves the Marshall Tucker Band, which had nothing to do with any person in the group. Marshall Tucker was a blind piano tuner. And that particular building was his shop where he did the work. And that's how they came up with the name of Marshall Tucker. So the Marshall Tucker Band, amazing, amazing group. I enjoy them very much. They play a lot around South Carolina, play a lot around the South. But they've got a song, let's listen to it, called This Old Country Boy, Marshall Tucker Band.
down in San Antonio, waiting on an 8 o'clock train. My woman left me here last night, things ain't been quite the same. I gotta get back to Dallas and tie up a few loose ends. I'm gonna work a week, I'll make $100, oh, and hit the road again. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own, 'cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone.
Marshall Tucker, great group, uses a flute, uses a fiddle, and just, I don't know, they're multi-talented, and they do a great number of things, and have been playing for years and years, and playing is what they do. Music is what they love and what they want to do all the time. Marshall Tucker Band is a great, great band. Another artist who I got the opportunity to see on New Orleans in N.O., and Halloween about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I've forgotten which, but Ed Sheeran was playing in New Orleans at the Superdome, and I went because my granddaughter wanted to go, and I took her and my daughter, we went there to see Ed Sheeran on Halloween in New Orleans, and I said to myself, how can a one-man person do a show as big as, we were in the Superdome, and it was full, and the warm-up group was great. And Sheeran came on, and it was like, it was 2 hours of just absolutely joy, because he was an amazing entertainer and a great artist, and has done many, many, many great songs. And there's so many songs that he did that I don't know, just were so good. But one of them is called Shape of You. It's an Ed Sheeran cover song. We're going to do a cover of it with just a flute only of the Ed Sheeran song, and by a group called Melissa Flutes. And that's coming up very shortly. And I'm not what we're going to
do. You can play it now, and then we can do it on the out. But also, there's a great Mississippi artist named Otha Turner.
Uh-huh.
That makes his own and has. He's passed away now, I believe, but his granddaughter is one of the ones that played in the show we went to.
Yes, yes, okay, you know, that's right, too.
And the flute is made out of a bamboo or wood that he found around the farm.
Sure.
And he made flutes all over. And so, but he's a very famous Mississippian that played the flute. Now,
that was the same show you and I went to see the Bobby Rush show. The Bobby Rush show.
Played with him, and they've stepped in. But I wanted to, before we go into her, since we had a second here, I wanted to play just a second of a Otha Turner.
Yeah, Otha's a good deal.
What we got here.
Good move.
Got that one, and then I wanted to play a little of that.
Taking the flute to places it's never been before. That's amazing.
That's Mississippi for you.
That is Mississippi for you. Yeah, that's the way we do stuff around here. A little different than most, and I like it. I like it a lot. Her name is
Melissa Flutes. Would be our out.
Melissa Flutes. And if you go to that site, by the way, there's tons of cover songs by flute that cover particular songs. This one I liked a lot, called Shape of Things. So let's listen to a little bit of Shape of Things, Ed Sheeran cover, Melissa Flutes.
You're listening to You want me to wait just a second until we go on the hour?
Oh,
we've got about 10 seconds.
Well, we might as well just fill it with enough gab. We can do that. I'm glad that it got a little warmer today. It was what it's supposed to seem like anyway when I got here. It was kind of funny. All right, Melissa Flutes, listen to this.
For a contractor for your new home or remodel, go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi.
We're gonna flute our way into this one. All right.
Like a bird flying in.
That's us all the way. All right, answering some questions on the text line. My name is Buddy, and you'd like to send us a text message, do so. 601-879-4395 is our text line. First question I'm going to answer. Some lady asked me, what did I say my favorite brand of roofing shingle was? Well, kind of a loaded question, because there are a lot of good brands of roofing shingle out there. Of course, I lean towards CertainTeed. That is one of my favorite brands. But there are certainly, when you talk about GAF or Ruberoid, or just there's so many different type of shingles, Owens Corning, that are really brand names that are good names. But just make sure if you're going to replace a roof shingle that it is a brand name national company. And you'll be much happier to do that. And also, when you're doing that, you can have your roofer request a factory warranty slip with it. And you won't get that unless you ask for it. But if you ask for it, it'll give you a warranty on your roofing shingles. Now, that warranty is only good for manufacturing defects only. It does not cover improper installation of. So, to answer your question, CertainTeed is my answer. But any brand name of roof shingle is a good one. And many people have used other type all over the place. Next question. Somebody bought a house, a farm in South Mississippi, and it's on a conventional foundation. And in the wintertime, underneath the foundation, they had some air vents that were letting air in. Well, they closed them up in the wintertime. And the question is, should I open them in the summer or just leave them closed? Well, my answer is, leave them closed and stop any air infiltration into that area as possible, because any air that goes into that area nowadays will bring nothing but moisture with it, and that moisture seeps into your home, into your living envelope, and it absolutely wants to. That's why encapsulation is so important, where we take a crawl space foundation and actually make it about the same as if it were a closed-in, enclosed room where there's no air or water that can get in there completely. So I would say that during the summer you should leave those open, and them won't do anything but allow more air in and carry more moisture with it. So I would leave them closed for sure. And then I would look into further what I could do to work towards getting my foundation encapsulated. And it might be too costly to begin with, but there are steps that you can take along the way to get there. And I hope that you do just that. All right, let's see if I've answered all the questions. Jethro Tull, 100. I got many answers that people say, Jethro Tull. And I'm just amazed that so many people are aware and really impressed by that. Let's see, what's the other question that I have? I got that. All right. Let's carry on with the Handyman Show and talk about some other stuff as well. Well, what we were talking about roofing, I might as well keep on talking about roofing a little bit. Manufacturers are making good products, and most of them are being applied pretty well by roofers. Pretty well have a good understanding of how roofing should be applied. And matter of fact, there are every shingle manufacturer has a class which they will give roofers and make them a certified CertainTeed installer or a CertainTeed GAF installer or what, you know, because they have gone through a certain class of how this particular product should be installed. And it's very important that it's installed correctly. But I think one place that a lot of installers are falling a little short on is the use of ice and water shield. That's a 42-inch wide piece of shingle granulated material that comes in a roll. It's like, I've forgotten how long it is, 60 feet long or 40 feet long. I've forgotten at any rate. That's not very important. The important thing is it will prevent leaks, particularly if you run it down the valleys of your roof before your tar paper is put on, and then your tar paper overlaps on top of the ice and water shield. And this also needs to be used regularly. It's not always used on valleys, and that's kind of okay, even though I'd prefer it to be used on valleys. But where a dormer roofing meets the regular roof of the house, there's a gap there that should be sealed with ice and water shield, and then covered with felt paper, and then covered with roof shingles. That ice and water shield can make a big difference in the lifespan of that dormer. Because if you're going to have a leak in the roof, a lot of times it starts at the dormer. And that's just, sometimes they're hard to find where they're coming from, because it'll leak one place and that'll travel down some rafters down to another place, and the water will actually start dripping in your attic 10 feet from where the actual hole is, and it's very hard to find. But ice and water shield can prevent any of that from taking place, and that helps a great deal. All right, I've talked about lubricating doorknobs before and how important I think that is, that every doorknob and lock and any kind of key lock that you have should be lubricated, because it works so much better being so. Something I ran into this week that also is important is the cleanliness of doorknobs. Do you know how nasty they get? I mean, mechanics just grab hold of them and go inside buildings, and people who are working outside grab hold. There's all kinds of hand gook on a doorknob. Well, those doorknobs need to be cleaned up from time to time. And I guess the reason I know this is true, because here I was the other night, as I told you earlier, replacing the flapper on my toilet, and the old flapper was decaying, and it left rubber gook all over my hands. And, of course, I had to use two or three doorknobs to get out of the house, and I had that all of my doorknobs before I realized it and said, you know what, I haven't cleaned these door knobs in a long time, and it's about time I got cleaning them. So I got some spray out and disinfectant spray and some paper towels and cleaned every doorknob in the place. Not a bad thing to do, folks. And if you get bored today, get your doorknobs clean. You'd be happy you did. It'll make it a lot better. All right. A chisel is a tool that can do a lot of great things in the right hands. It must be sharp all the time. A chisel needs to be sharp in order to cut properly, to do its proper job. And it can really cut a lot of grooves in wood or slices in wood or lift little pieces of wood and make it a very useful thing to do a little cutout for like a striker plate would go. You need a chisel to make that hole for the striker plate, to make that, it's not really a hole, it's like an eighth inch cut in depth in the wood frame so that the striker plate will sit in flush with the wood frame. And that's what that was done with a chisel, with a screw, a drill bit, which drills the hole for the throw, and then a chisel will actually do the cutting out of the hole for the striker plate to fit in. Chisel is a very important tool, and it's a tool that they make all kinds of chisels. They make chisels for rocks, they make chisels for metal, they make chisels for wood. So there's a ton of different chisels available, but very, very good tool, very good tool to have. And it's a very good tool to, you know, it really does help a lot to have that chisel to do things for you. It'll make your life a whole lot easier when you're doing that type of situation. So work on that. Get that taken care of. All right.
You had a good text there regarding the moisture and vents and vapor barriers from Rixon.
Yeah.
So that one just came in at 11:37.
Really?
Very good. He said, morning, buddy. Be careful leaving vents closed in a crawl space during summers unless there's a good vapor barrier covering the ground. You were correct. Lots of moist air enters through foundation vents in summer. The ground should be well covered if vents are closed. Seal up and keep it closed. Enjoy your show. Rixon. So there you go.
Rixon, thanks. It's great to hear from you anyway at all. Good to hear from you again. But Rixon Simmons is really the beginning of my thinking that encapsulation is important in foundations. And
you got one right here. I wanted you to, it follows up on this, though. It also says, and this is from the 662, I have moisture dripping off my air conditioning ductwork. I have installed roof power vents, which may help by continue to have, you know, but he's still having those issues. Yeah. And what he asked for your recommendation.
I would assume that his ducts are in the attic. And it would seem to me that there's probably not enough insulation, or it's broken somewhere. The insulation seal is broken somewhere, and the ducts need to be just absolutely insulated. Mastic is the best way to do that, and mastic, but it does break down after a while. Somebody can step on it and break it and whatever, and it needs to be sealed. That's where your moisture is coming from, because there's so much heat in the attic hitting that cool air going through your ducts and creating the humidity. But if those ducts were insulated well enough, you would not have that problem again. And turbine vents are good. I'm not opposed to turbine vents, but you've got to have proper intake. In other words, you've got to have the proper eave vents, or Cornish vents, if you will. They allow air in, and they're proper vents that hold the insulation down so that air can get into your attic, and then it goes out. The exhaust is your turbine vent, which can be an exhaust. The best way to exhaust an attic is, of course, ridge vent, not using any sort of power vent or other type ventilation whatsoever. Ridge vent is a very passive, all-the-time working type ventilation that works very well in the attic. But it does sound to me like the insulation sealing on a seal on the ductwork is not proper, is not done correctly, and that's what I think needs to be done more than anything. As far as moisture in the attic, all you can do is keep it breathing. And again, it could be that you're not getting enough air coming into the attic through your soffit vents. They could be clogged or they could be stopped up by insulation. Just any number of different things can stop them up. But they need to allow the air into your attic, and then the turbine vent will allow it out. And it will help somewhat with the condensation forming on your ductwork. But without the insulation on there, it's going to be hard to solve that problem. So they need to be rechecked and re-insulated and checked again. All right.
Well, said Larry commented on your doorknob comments.
Yeah.
He said you were right. It might hurt your feelings to wipe the doors off and then after you wipe it down with Lysol. But you're going to see some stuff there, how dirty they really are.
Yeah, they really are nasty things. We don't think about it very much. Even when we went to restaurants, we put on doorknobs and door handles. But a million people with who knows what on their hands have been grabbing it and turning it and twisting it. And you just grab it like nothing new.
And go back in there and eat some chicken wings or something.
Yeah, really. Yuck. Imagine the filth that goes into our bodies. Oh, well. And I might be a little bit considered a neat freak, but not that much. Yeah, I agree.
Enough where you don't like that kind of gunk and build up.
When I go to open a doorknob and pull my hand back and my hand is dirty, I go, something's out of line here.
When they're sticky.
And that's how I realized I needed to clean my doorknobs too, by the way. It's just going, yuck. All right. Well, at any rate, yeah, keep those doorknobs clean. You'll be happy you did. All right. WeatherTech. Everybody's pretty familiar with WeatherTech Company. They make mats for cars and mats for the back of a car and seat covers, and everything's usually generally laser fit. They also make a garage door floor, which works the same way as carpet squares would fit in a building. Like in a commercial building, we have carpet squares here in many of the rooms. Well, the covering they make for flooring is somewhat like that. And we'll talk about that more when we come back. More about the carpet flooring in a garage floor and how it can work. It's not really carpet. It's tech stuff. And we'll talk about it more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Handyman Show, Super Talk Mississippi, at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick. On the text line, a statement has come through that I need some help with, Lance. A guy said he's kind of gets a little bit of a chuckle out of the way we announce, way we pronounce Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull?
Yeah, Tull. Tull is his right name, I guess. But maybe we said Jethro Tull, I think. I think we may have said that. But it's Jethro Tull. And if there's another way to pronounce it, we need to hear it. We want to know.
Nothing like a rock band built around the flute, either.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
How many of those do we know? Not many. Not many. Firefall, you just went a little bit. All right, we can't get into music. Hold on.
Oh, and I wanted to mention something from last when I had a chance to go to Meridian and in the old Temple Theater, which is a beautiful place. I wanted to tell you, you got to go by there one day and check this place out.
I played there one time.
I figured you had been in there. I mean, man, what a beautiful place. And the architecture and just all the things going on in that building. It's such a historic place, and it had so many great acts that have come through there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to have pieces like that in Mississippi, and just hidden gems.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I played there one time. It was a Jimmy Rogers festival. We were playing there, and I think we warmed up Conway Twitty, and I think Willie Nelson was playing there that festival, but we weren't there that night. But it was an enjoyable time. Very, very enjoyable time. All right. Well, I've talked about a pumice stick before. A pumice stick is used to remove the ring around the commode. And I bragged on how good it was. And about a week ago, I got a text from somebody that said they used one and we were just absolutely blown away at how well it worked, and why hadn't I mentioned it before? Well, quite simply, a pumice stick is a volcanic rock that is quick dried. It turns into glass-like, a porous glass-like situation, and it's put on the end of a stick, and it really does remove the commode stains, mineral stains and water stains and whatnot around the edge of the commode, and it can do a great job in doing that. And they're very inexpensive. It can be bought anywhere, at any hardware store or lumberyard or grocery stores even. Pumice stick. That's a very, very good tool, and it's something that it's almost part of home. You know, I think everybody should have one.
Yeah, and you need them for the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, they work great in the bottom.
Make sure your feet are a little damp when you use them.
Because
it'll shave off some good stuff there.
It will, for sure.
About doorknobs and nastiness. You want to be outside when you do that. Pumice is great. You can use it for so many things.
You can. It's good stuff. Yeah, it is. It really is good stuff. All right. I better tell you about Atlas Foundation before we get too far ahead. Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies. The sound of my voice when you talk about slab foundations, they need correcting. A lot of times they're on a soil that's just inconsistent, or maybe there's, for some reason or other, it has moved some. Well, Atlas Foundation can correct all of that situation and correct all of the foundation problems that you may have. You give Tony a call at 1-800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They really can do your foundation and do it extremely well. And works a lot around here in Mississippi, and they'll be happy to help you out, and can do a lot on the phone too if you call Tony and just talk to him and explain to him the situation that you have. Maybe he can give you some idea on the phone about what we're looking at, and he'll be happy to come and look at it. Tony Arpino, 1-800-256-1010. You call Atlas Foundation, you'll be happy you did. All right, last segment we were talking about garage floors. And I know we've talked a lot about the epoxy garage floors and how great they look and how a lot of people are getting that done. And in my opinion, is it's best done by a professional rather than a do-it-yourselfer. Because the chances of a do-it-yourselfer doing it 100% correctly are, I'm going to say, somewhat slim. There'll be a certain product that he doesn't put enough on, or a certain way that it's not done correctly. So I really believe that if you're going to get your floor epoxy coated, it should be done by a professional company. And there are two or three out there that do a very good job. Now, going a step further, you can do a floor yourself, but do it yourself by using, it's called WeatherTech Company makes a flooring that's about, I think they're either 12 by 12 or 16 by 16. squares that actually interlock into one another, and they make like a soft little padding with holes in it for your floor, for your garage floor that you can walk on, that is non-slip, that drains itself, that is won't drain, and makes your floor look absolutely gorgeous. Now, it is more expensive than the epoxy-coated floor, maybe twice, yeah, but it does make a beautiful, beautiful floor that is sort of unique to you and belongs in your, you know, if you've got an automobile collection that you're particularly proud of, this would make a great floor underneath it, and you'd be happy you had it. So WeatherTech makes all that stuff. Check it out. WeatherTech. Good company. Good company. Well, I talk a lot about cleaning out your dryer vents and how important it is. And I was mentioning that a few weeks ago that I had attached a smaller hose to the hose of my vacuum cleaner so that it would get down, and then I taped it on there so that it would get down inside my dryer. Well, come to find out, the hoses like the one I made are available all over the place. You can get them at home centers and whatnot, and they are universal fit on the lip of a hose from a vacuum, and they're smaller, narrower, round, so that can fit down dryer vents. When you pull out the vent and you actually clean the vent, where the hole is underneath, just tons and tons of lint builds up, and you've got to take care of that lint from time to time. You've got to get rid of it. And I've seen places where they didn't do that for years and years, and close to like a bushel basket of lint has come out, and that's nothing but a fire hazard, folks. This hose attachment to your vacuum gets rid of most of that and can help you a great deal. And it's very, very important that you keep that area clean, as well as keep your dryer vent clean, as well as so that when you're drying clothes, all of the warm air can blow out into the ozones where it belongs, not into your not doing the dryer job that it should be doing. So I expect that those hoses will do a great job in helping you. So anytime you're doing a dryer vent, check it out. Make sure you clean that vent regularly, too. That's something really needs to be done from time to time. Because I have an opinion that when you're drying things in a dryer, you should at least clean the vent once or twice during the process of. And a lot of people don't do that. Therefore, their dryer is working harder than it would be working again. So that's just the way that should go. All right. What's that top text? I can't read it right there. Can you see it? Some other bathroom? I can't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, we got make bathroom vent to outside and not into the attic.
Oh, yeah.
One comment, and then it says, if you're going to replace your shingle roof, what would you replace it with?
Yeah, okay. All right. So I commented a little while ago that I thought CertainTeed made the best asphalt-type roof shingle available, and somebody commented, they said they thought I had mentioned a while ago that a wood shingle is the way to go on the roof. I don't think I said that, and if you are going to put roof shingles onto the roof, they need to be fire-treated. Wooden roof shingles, not my recommendation for roofing if it's possible. I really think an asphalt shingle will do a better job for you, and it will for sure. And what was the other one? The dryer vent? I don't know. At any rate, I really do think that's the better way to go. All right, you're listening to The Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi, Build Mississippi Studios, here at Super Talk. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for The Ben Shapiro Show.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Weeknights at 9, right here. Super Talk Mississippi.
For over 100 years, Mississippi Land Bank has been one of the premier lenders for land in the northern 32 counties of Mississippi. For more info, visit mslandbank.com.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, Go Licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.